Good afternoon. I am Michelle Marquis in the KSRO newsroom, filling in for Pat Kerrigan this weekend to bring you the latest on COVID-19 and how it impacts us here in Sonoma County. And on the line with me now from the Sonoma County Department of Health Services is the director and interim executive director of the Community Development Commission, Barbie Robinson. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.
So let's start our conversation. Can you tell us a little bit more about the alternative care sites at SSU?
Yeah, so the county has partnered with Sonoma State University and Petaluma Health Center to establish an alternate care site in response to the coronavirus pandemic. And Petaluma Health Center will serve as the operator to provide services at the alternate care site. We established the alternate care site to allow our hospital partners and other healthcare providers the space to build their capacity to serve acute COVID-19 positive patients. And so that would allow them to expand their capacity in the event of a surge of cases in the county. And so they've asked us to look at how we might provide a system that would allow for mild to moderate individuals who have tested positive for COVID-19 to have a space where they can recover in the event that they're unable to do that at home. And so that is the work that we've been doing over the last few weeks, working as quickly as possible so that we're as prepared as possible in the event that we do have a surge in cases.
And do you know how soon that alternate site at SSU would be up and running?
We are spending this weekend working with the National Guard to establish the facilities, to prepare them, and we're hoping to have it up and running in the next 5 to 7 days.
Okay. Let's move on to testing. Can you tell us how our testing and medical supplies currently stand for Sonoma County?
So we currently feel that we have adequate personal protective equipment, with the exception of medical gowns and, of course, supplies for collecting samples for testing. There's a national and statewide shortage of swabs, which are crucial in order to have a robust testing and isolation and quarantine strategy in order to flatten the curve. And so we are working as hard as other jurisdictions and regions to identify sources for swabs and medical gowns to help support our efforts in really trying to flatten the curve. We know that statewide and nationally, Sonoma County doesn't differ. We need more testing, and we really are trying to work hard to build our capacity locally.
Okay, that's great. Any resources that you found that can help you sort of, I know that everyone's looking, but are there promising resources that you found?
So we have been able to secure approximately a few thousand swabs. That just gives you some context for how dire our needs are.
Wow.
And the local Department of Health Services. Our partners as well have been looking for them, our hospitals, our clinics, and they do have some resources. And so we're really just working hard to try to identify additional sources. As we know, a key to really flattening the curve is to be able to test robustly to identify positive cases in symptomatic and asymptomatic individuals, and then engage in a very robust contact tracing of those that may have come into contact and isolating them as well. That is really how we're going to snuff out this virus.
Now, we did see this past week, I believe it was on Thursday, a somewhat significant jump. It wasn't, I mean, when you think about numbers, 18 doesn't seem like a huge number, but it certainly was bigger than what we've seen here recently of new cases of COVID-19 in Sonoma County. How did that jump occur, and are we still seeing significant jumps in the number of new cases?
Well, we know where places where they're able to flatten the curve, they've really built in robust contact tracing. And so this was part of our effort to strengthen and increase our testing of contacts. And so as a result of testing contacts of positive individuals, we were able to identify other folks that were positive and have them self-isolate. And so that was really part of a strategic effort on the part of the Department of Health to really go out and try to identify isolate individuals who do have the virus.
And that also speaks to how easy this is transmitted if of those people that you were testing, so many of them came back positive.
Yes, that is really why we've asked folks to comply with our shelter-in-place requirements, our masking guidance that has come out. When you are out engaging in essential activities, that you really adhere to those guidelines because of the level of contagiousness and vulnerability to spread in the community.
I'm talking with Barbie Robinson. She is the Sonoma County Department of Health Services Director and the Interim Executive Director of the Community Development Commission. Can you tell us if we should be expecting any further health recommendations from the county?
So yesterday, Dr. Mace issued a blanket isolation order. And this order requires that all those who have tested positive to remain in quarantine for 14 days. And we do anticipate additional orders related to, for example, congregate care settings such as skilled nursing facilities and residential care facilities, given the risk in those populations and in those settings. We want to make sure that we implement some stronger mitigation strategies to really help prevent spread in those settings. And so we should anticipate other guidance and orders coming from the health officer as we really work hard to flatten the curve. And I believe that, you know, we as residents and are packed with each other, and we've done a great job in adhering to those rules, and we just want folks to continue to do so.
Can I ask you about the county's drug supply and whether it's being impacted by all the changes that are being implemented with the alternative care side and possible increase in the resources being asked of our healthcare system?
Yeah, so we at this time, we have an adequate supply of drugs and medicine for the county. As I mentioned before, what we're lacking is personal protective equipment. Mm-hmm. And we are accepting donations of PPE at this time if it meets our criteria. And we're accepting those donations at the Salvation Army from 9 to 3 in the city of Santa Rosa at 9370 Circle in Santa Rosa. And we're also asking for assistance with those who can make homemade masking that can be used by the general public. Mm. We know that we have many residents who could use that assistance and that support with that type of personal protective equipment. And so, again, there's guidance on the Centers for Disease Control website. They've given some examples of the types of masking that can be used and by the general public, and we are looking for donations there as well.
But those would be for the general public, not for our medical professionals.
Yes, but we're also taking donations of N95 masks, mm-hmm. surgical masks, and other supplies that could be used in the healthcare and the medical setting.
Okay, great. And then my final question is sort of just a general sort of recap of how we're getting our supplies, if we are reaching out to the state, to the federal government, if there's other organizations that can help us get supplies.
Yeah, so we are on all fronts. We are working with the state and federal government. We are in continuous communication with our board of supervisors, state and federal elected officials to help assist in getting more medical supplies. And we're also working with the State Emergency Operations Center and the State Department of Public Health. And we just continuously work hard to bring resources in through as many channels as possible.
Excellent. Well, we really appreciate your time. Thank you for giving us an update today.
Thank you for having me. Have a great afternoon.
You too. That is Barbie Robinson. She is the Sonoma County Department of Health Services Director and Interim Executive Director of the Community Development Commission. I am Michelle Marquis, filling in for Pat Kerrigan today.